X. My way to the tool truck. How about you this morning?
How you guys doing up there with the, I know the fires were getting closer to Henderson, so, how you guys doing up there?
Transylvania County pulled all the evacuation orders last night and allowing people back into their houses. So they must have it fairly well contained then. So that's the last information I got. I hadn't got anything this morning.
Hopefully the rain yesterday was a big help for them.
Like it has, so like I said, I hadn't got any news this morning, but they're allowing people to go back in. So that's a definite plus.
Well, they'll let you back in, so yeah, hopefully they can continue to make progress and get it under control. I know that everybody was waiting with bated breath for that rain to hit yesterday, so hopefully it helps.
After that, it was definitely a welcome relief, for sure. Mountain with some the repeater custodians on the 6-4 machine and help them do some maintenance that they needed to do. I enjoyed it. They added a APRS digipeater up there and done some maintenance to the switch or controller that controls everything up there. So they've got several repeaters up there they're controlling, and one of the control circuits wasn't working like it was supposed to, so they had to work on it.
Repeater in relation to the 610 machine.
Port is up on Barawalo, which would be northwest part of Henderson County, or sorry, northeast, sorry. So closer to where you're at, and it's higher up than the 610 is.
I'll have to check the APRS, my digipeater at home to see if I pick anything up from it.
Be able to. It's at 4,200 feet or better, so 4,300 feet. So you should be able to pick it up.
Picking up on Sassafras Mountain?
There's repeaters up there, but I don't know which ones they are right off the top of my head.
Once to do, it wasn't, POTA wasn't a thing at the time, but I have gone up to Sassafras a couple times to work VHF, but I'm just curious, I can't remember, I know there's a lot of public safety stuff up there too, but just didn't know if there were any amateur repeaters up there.
Almost 100% positive there's some amateur repeaters up there also.
This weekend, I might try to add some height to the V and U antenna I've got on top of my house. I think I can throw another section of fiberglass pole in there without Courtney noticing. And I still have my D-Star repeater at home. It's been down since I moved into this house a couple of years ago, but I still have the coordination for it. So I thought about putting it back up this weekend. I'm just, I've got to do a new Linux machine with the repeater software on it. It's kind of a hassle to do that. So, one thing they've never really gotten right is the software for a D-Star machine, because it's just overly complicated for most people to set up, and the maintenance on it is a real pain too. So stuff always breaks on it, and you have to start screwing around with command line stuff and modifying code and everything to make it work when it breaks. And it's just it's a lot of time, and just not sure I have it.
That I know. Couple of the guys in the repeater class that are, I don't really call it a class, but group discussion, they were doing the new ICOM D-Star repeater, and it seemed to go fairly easy for them. But I don't know if you've got an older version or a newer version, so they didn't seem to have a whole lot of trouble with it.
The deal of it is that I had the older version, and there's no simple way to upgrade. It's upgrading to the new 3.1 is, tinkering under the hood for a week or two to try to get everything right. And, I tried it once and broke everything, and fortunately I was running it on a virtual machine, and I was able to just revert to the snapshot that I had taken before I started working on it. But, after a couple of attempts to upgrade to the new 3 or 1, I just gave up and took the thing off the air.
To be honest with you, I gave up on D-Star altogether. It just was way more complicated than anything I wanted to mess with.
Standpoint, it's got a great feature set, and I think it's really, really, you know, useful and utilitarian. But they just made it so damn hard to use that, you know, it's not, you know, it's not for the faint of heart. And I don't think anybody's looking for that anymore.
I'm talking to you on a D-Star capable radio, and it has never made a D-Star contact. So, and I tried, and I went through all the process of getting your whatever they call it, to where you can get on D-Star and all that. I done forgot now. And after all that, and I was like, I'm done. It's just too much headache.
Nothing from an operator's point of view, like as a repeater owner, you know, it's impossible to do anything. Like there's no facility to like send an email to all of the people who are registered on your machine. There's not even a facility to export a list of email addresses that's usable. There's no way to directly upgrade the machine without getting under the hood and, you know, start, you know, learning how to modify code and stuff. And there's really no way to do anything on it unless you are a, you know, like a neckbeard in Linux or something like that. And it's just not, you know, my days of wanting to be involved in that kind of thing are long behind me.
That, well, I am not, so I just, like I said, I figured out real quickly that it was not something I wanted to mess with. And I didn't know anybody at the time to ask any questions either, so I was just like, I'm done with this. If it's that complicated, then I don't need it.
There are a couple of online support groups, and, you know, I tried going on one, and they're like, well, just code it up, you know? I'm like, well, that's not a solution, guys. You know, so... Yeah, it's just, I walked away from it, and I still have the hardware. I actually even offered the hardware for free to a couple of different clubs, and I didn't even want it, so, you know it's bad when a club won't even take any free equipment off your hands.
After that, and, I don't know, I've got one D-Star repeater programmed in my radio in here, and I hear traffic on it every now and then, but... not very much at all, so most everything I hear is analog, or I've been monitoring some fusion, but there's no repeaters around here in the area that do fusion.
It's fusion before, but from what a couple of people have told me, they use phrasing like, well, it's what D-Star should have been, or something like that, so I understand that it's quite a bit better. But yeah, there's just no, I don't think there are any fusion repeaters within striking distance of Shelby either.
So that's why I think most everybody's gone to the DMR digital mode. And Ken, if you're out there, you can come on in here and you can join in.
KN4GMW Mobile.
Morning, Ken, W2JKT.
KO4HK.
Hope everybody's doing well, and you're above my radio capabilities.
Star was above mine too, so like I said, I give it up.
And mine three, so how was your weekend, Ken?
Johnny Man didn't do a whole lot. On Mama's Jeep, so you can step into it a little bit better, and that's about the only useful work I did other than going to the grocery store.
Susan Happy is probably one of your more important jobs, isn't it?
Yeah.
Spinning now again.
Spinning. All quiet on this end.
What? The other repeater that I tuned to by accident that, you know, we didn't do much over the weekend except make pizza on Saturday and, yeah, do some cleaning work on Sunday because, you know, our cleaning person is taking a break for a while and, so we're trying to get the kids to step up and do some cleaning, which is always fun. And then, I don't know, wasn't too eventful.
I think a lot of people this weekend were just monitoring the fires.
Rain up there to do any good?
And the curfew they had in place so would lead me to believe that they got the rain they needed anyway.
Different gentleman, KO4MUF.
Good morning, Jody. KO4HK.
Morning, Jody. KN4KFW.
Good morning, Jody. W2JKT.
Group, Auto Ball is doing well this morning. Everybody had a good weekend.
And over here, like I said, just monitoring the fire most of the weekend and helping out with some repeater maintenance on the 6-4 machine. So that's pretty much my weekend.
Very nice. Yeah, kind of laid back for me too. Didn't do a whole lot. We kind of enjoyed it like you do. Like watch a lot of the fires and see what they're doing. But yep, now headed into the salt mine. See what we can get into today.